The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, everybody. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us on this Columbus Day weekend.
It's a wet one, my friend.
Well,
starting off wet.
Yeah, that's okay. We need the rain, and hopefully that will, you know, calm down my allergies, because my allergies have been absolutely insane.
Yes.
I mean, just absolutely off the charts with, like, everything lately. I don't know why, but thus it is.
Hey, I am in the same boat, and I agree. Wash it down. Give us a little frost so we can kill off what's left of the mosquitoes, and then we will be ready to roll this fall.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's with Columbus Day weekend, I'm starting to notice actually last weekend that like some of the ice cream shops are starting to close down. So I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to start this off as a bummer, but you know, what is it the last chance for?
Ooh.
Because as you go into Columbus Day, you know, those summer seasonal stuff, really, they've gotten a few extra days about it. But now it's time to, you know, shut down the ice cream shops.
That's
although
true.
The ice cream barn in Swansea, which is where Susan and I like to take the little foster man,
mm-hmm.
That place stays open.
Good.
Until like December 20th.
They're smart because they know people want to have some sweets. They get sweet tooths all season long.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it, obviously it helps with the Christmas sales and whatnot, the whatchamacallit, the gift cards and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that fun stuff. They make the various Christmas ice cream flavors.
They're smart.
As it were. But, yeah. So
they got it. Well, I'm wondering off the top of my head, like, when does Dell's close on up? Pretty soon, I assume, right?
Yeah. The one in Warren where I live, I've seen it open on some days, but other days I don't. So I don't know if it's just a weekends thing now or they've just kind of thrown in the towel. Like, you know, Eskimo King, which is in the area.
Mm-hmm.
They already closed down.
No.
But I remember years ago, I went to Iggy's. Of course, now they're open year-round down in Narragansett. Mm-hmm. But I went on Columbus Day with a friend of mine, and they were literally closing the shop up as we were there. I said, can we get an order of clam cakes and chowder to go? They're like, you are the last ones.
Wow.
We are shutting this popsicle stand down, baby.
That's so crazy. Yeah, we go to the one in Oakland Beach in Warwick that's closer to us here. And I'm pretty sure now that establishment is also open year-round.
That's a year-round one. Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's just, especially on some crummy days, you want that warm clam chowder to warm you on up.
I'd rather have that in the wintertime than in the summertime anyway. I mean, I never understood the point of, you know, a hot summer night going and getting hot clam chowder and hot clam cakes. To me, it's just like,
I'm already sweating. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Let's not raise the internal body temperature any more than we have to with some fried food. But nevertheless, it's delicious and I think it's good for you. But
yeah.
If you have something that is the final weekend, folks, just head on over to our Facebook page. Let us know what it is. We can react in real time, as it were.
Yes.
And you can either get a lovely wordsmith response from Mary, or I'll just tell you bluntly, I'm glad it's closing, and, you know, I
you'll just leave a laughing gif.
Yeah. I'll ease off of that at that point. No, but it is the season. Of course, it's going to be a big weekend for a variety of things. There are some parades that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a Columbus Day parade that you attend, Mary, on a regular basis, or are you kind of...
Oh, you know, we have done both sides of the gamut. I love the west side versus the east side of Providence on Columbus Day weekend, because the west side, of course, really loves the whole Italian celebration going on. And then the east side, which has, you know, Brown and RISD, they end up having the Indigenous Peoples Day parade.
Sure.
On Monday as well. So, I mean, you get the whole gamut. You get to understand the whole scope that goes on that weekend if you're in Providence at all.
Well, Westerly always has done a huge Columbus Day parade goes into Connecticut and back. It's the Westerly Pawcatuck Columbus Day Parade. It's massive, so shout out to the people down there having fun with that. And so that'll be something to check out. And we don't necessarily have it listed in the show today, but I know firsthand that that's happening. It's a big one. So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
All right, Ben, so what do you have lined up for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick?
Mary, it is the Southern New England Giant Pumpkin Growers Way Off. It is over at Farish Farm, and like any good event in Southern New England, there will be food trucks.
Awesome.
Thanks to our friends at PBD Food Truck. It's a day full of giant pumpkins and gourds and food trucks. It's an extremely family-friendly event. Last year's biggest pumpkin. Let's play high or low,
okay,
Mary. Last year's biggest pumpkin in weight.
Oh, my gosh.
Guess number one.
1,500 pounds?
Higher.
Oh, my gosh. 1,800 pounds?
Higher.
2,300 pounds?
Lower.
Ooh, 2,100.
Lower.
1,950.
Little lower.
1,901.
A little higher. You're getting there.
1,915. Oh, 1,916.
You gotta go lower.
Oh, gotta go lower. 1,914. 1,913. Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
There you go. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
1,914 pounds of pumpkin. I don't know what they did with the seeds, but that was the biggest pumpkin last year, and they're all huge. There's a free corn maze. There's a pirate ship. There's a Western Towns for the kid to play in. They'll have pumpkin painting, build your own scarecrow for a small fee.
Yeah.
And they'll have pumpkin ride and a dragon ride for a dollar each.
So like as someone who, you know, your family is in the farming business, of course, what do people do with giant pumpkins? Do giant pumpkins even taste good in a pie? Yeah, like are these seeds like the stallion who wins the Kentucky Derby and the seeds then like sold off? Like this is a giant pumpkin seed. What happens to the innards of a pumpkin?
I have no idea.
Really?
I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's one of those things where you know how like if a tomato gets too big, it's not as flavorful.
That's what I'm wondering.
One.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, is there enough flavor to go around? I really don't know what they do with it afterwards. But nevertheless, the people grow them. My cousin grew a large pumpkin. It wasn't quite the 1,900 range. It was up there, though. It was very heavy. A couple hundred pounds. And so I don't know. I'll have to ask him next time I see him. But this is a great event. And, you know, it's free, but there is a $5 parking fee. So, I mean, you really can't beat it. I mean, you could literally go here and for less than $50 have lunch, you know, do a pumpkin ride, do a dragon ride, you know, build a scarecrow, pay for parking. I mean, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If it rains on Saturday, because this event is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., if it rains on Saturday, it will be held on Sunday. If it rains on Sunday, it will happen on Monday,
look
rain or
that.
Shine. So just keep an eye to the skies on that one. But it's the great Southern New England Giant Pumpkin Growers Way Off, happening at Farish Farm over here in Warren, Rhode Island, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is your Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. And now, to Wicked Fun in the 401.
Things off with one of my favorite annual events happening in Rhode Island. It is the 2019 Situate Art Festival. This has been going on now for 53 years. If you haven't been to the Situate Art Festival, don't worry because it's going on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from 10 a.m. till 5 Saturday, Sunday, and 10 till 4 on Monday. Now, you are going to be able to find so many great pieces of artwork, so many different things that if you wanted to start getting some holiday shopping in now, this is a perfect event to go to. Maybe you want to meet up with some friends or have a day date. This is perfect. It's, you know, this is like peak foliage season here in Rhode Island, and Situate, of course, is a very gorgeous place to check out this time of year. So yeah, I highly recommend going. I talk about it every year here on Wicked Roadie because it really is one of my favorite events that I want to make sure everyone knows about.
Well, I know that it you know, it showcases like the work of 175 juried fine art and craft exhibitors. So, folks, if you can't find something there, I don't know what to tell you. You need to create it yourself at that point. They'll have 15 select antique dealers. They'll have live musical entertainment. They'll have a selection of regional foods. There'll also be a huge raffle featuring items generously donated by their art, their craft, and antique exhibitors. Now, where this is the Village Green along Route 116 in North Scituate, Rhode Island. It's on the grounds surrounding the historic Scituate Congregational Church. If you're going to be approaching that area, just, I mean, it's going to be, there will be some traffic in that area, just so you know. There is street parking, and they always ask you to please respect all the permanent and temporary no parking signs as you head there, but there'll be some various parking lots around.
Oh, yeah.
You can always park at the North Scituate Volunteer Fire Department, Family Dollar, Atlas Insulation, St. Joseph's Church, the Trinity Episcopal Church, and there is handicap parking as well, nice and close. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think, Mary, the best thing, obviously, to do, if you're going to go to this, just realize that it's huge.
Yes.
And
wear your walking shoes.
wear your walking shoes and do some pre-planning. Go online and learn about it, too.
Totally agree.
So, what is the schedule of that again?
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You really can't go wrong.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Mary, the Columbus Day Festival on Federal Hill, if there was ever a party for Columbus Day, it's right there up on Federal Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be happening the 12th through the 14th. And it's nonstop. I mean, if you walk away from there hungry, it's your own fault.
Yes.
Just realize that, okay? There will be music. There'll be marching bands. There'll be a parade with dozens of floats. That happens on Sunday, of course, at 11 o'clock over there on Atwell's Ave. The area will be closed during the time of the parade, just so you know. You want the best suggestion is to park on the outskirts and get an Uber or a Lyft in, because the parking just gets a little crazy.
It does.
It's just as easy to, you know, hail a cab or an Uber or Lyft to get out of there as well. There will be 4 entertainment stages, dozens and dozens of food and retail vendors. It's awesome. There'll be some amusement rides. It's great. There'll be some children's activities, cheese tastings, live chef demonstrations all weekend long. So don't miss it. It's the Federal Hill Columbus Day Festival.
Oh, you can't beat it. Well, listen, if you want to get, you know, your craft done, you want to go check out some amazing artists, but you don't feel like driving all the way to Scituate, maybe it's wicked far for you, wicked far. Don't worry, you're in luck, because also on this weekend is the RISD Craft event going on. It's a juried sale of alumni and current student work. It's happening Saturday from 10 till 5 right on Benefit Street. They close the street down. Trust me, guys, Providence is the place to be this weekend if you can't get a drift. Once again, it is over 90 alumni and 25 current students. Beautiful craftsmanship. You're going to be able to not only do some shopping, check this out, but you actually get to really discuss how things were made and really talk with these artists and these one of a kind items. So now this event is rain or shine. If it is raining, they are going to have some street tents up, so don't worry about that. And it is completely free and open to the public.
Mary, you know, it just occurs to me that as we are in that fall season, it is puppy vest season. So
yes,
wife can attest, she doesn't have enough of them. If you've got a suggestion where she can go buy more puppy vests, just like, come on here. But no, it's so
get all the puppy vests.
All the puffy vests. All the what do they fill that with?
I don't know. Magical unicorn fluff, I think, because they're amazing.
Broken dreams. Burlingame. Where is Burlingame? It's Rhode Island State Park. Down in Charlestown, Burlington Family Festival is happening this weekend. Put on the Rhode Island State Park so you can bring the family and a blanket and enjoy some great performances, games, crafts, food, and fun. Plenty of prizes and giveaways. Admission is just the donation of a non-perishable food item or $4 per car to the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. And, you know, folks, summer may be ending, but the season never ends when it comes to the Rhode Island State Parks. They're all gorgeous. They do a wonderful job. DEM does a great job at keeping them up all year round. Of course, you'll start to see those those scary snow fences come up, you know, those little drift fences.
Oh, yeah.
Put up. I don't like seeing them, but whatever. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Ripta will have a Stuff-A-Bus there for a food and fun drive to help out the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. There'll be live broadcasts. There'll be food trucks, rock painting. There'll be outdoor games. There'll be EMT demonstrations by the Charleston Ambulance Rescue. There'll be a touch a truck there.
What does an EMT demonstration mean?
They'll show like how they, you know, use various tools on the rescue.
Okay.
Or, you know, like the Lucas, which is the device that does CPR for you. It helps with the compressions. They might do, you know, how to take a person out of a car that's been in a wreck or something. So mm-hmm. It's really to familiarize kids with what these devices are, because if, God forbid they're ever in an accident or something happens, at least they've seen it. And they,
yes.
you know, it just kind of, you know, it's a little easier. And by the way, while they last, there will be a free bike helmet giveaway. And that's presented by the Charleston Police Department. So while they last, once again. So there'll be music performances, there'll be storytellers. Folks, this is going to be an awesome time down
Sounds
there
it.
In South County. And, you know, we usually bring it up this time of year, and shame on me for not bringing it up. We talk about the Scituate Art Festival, we talk about the RISD Art Festival, we talk about this, the Burlingame Festival, which will have some art vendors. Folks, the holidays are coming. And if you want to get something local, unique, an item that you can't find at Target or any of the other stores, that would be, you know, at these on these artist tables. Support mm-hmm. the local artists, support the local flavor, if you will, and head on to one of these events. You can certainly, you know, find something for everybody.
And that's
if you
right.
Can, just go to Cardi's and buy them a recliner.
Right, so, there you go. Win-win.
Problem solved.
So we've got all these festivals going on. We have all these things that we can be doing. But what if we want to do something with the family? What is your Wicked Family Friendly pick?
If you are just overloaded with food and you want to run it off, well, if you're a woman, congratulations, because it's the Ronald McDonald House Providence Women's Classic. Yes, it's Rhode Island's only women's only race happening. It's the Art and Engineering 5K Road Race. It's the Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses Mile Walk. It is all to benefit the Ronald McDonald House Providence, which is just a wonderful, wonderful place, very special to both Mary and I. They do a wonderful job with this whole event. They've got free kid races happening. They've got a kids mile race on the brown track. By the way, the 5K race for the women, that ends Olympic style through Brown Stadium. So
cool.
This is something really cool. They say it's a relatively flat course. And it's a fast 5K, as they say.
Okay.
I've driven it. I can attest it's fast. The east side.
If you're driving, yes.
Yeah, well, maybe. But Live PD, don't listen to this one. But the it's a great course. They do a wonderful job over there. They have a ton of prizes. And you're right. It's great for the whole family to mm-hmm. be there. Of course, the race is women's only. But they'll have all sorts of fun stuff to do. They'll have a wonderful family festival over there as well. So check it out. There'll be the obstacle course. There'll be the climbing wall. You can kids can try to score a goal on the Brown soccer team's goalie and much more. So it's a blast. It really is. And unfortunately, I've got to travel this weekend. So this will be the first year in a long time that I'll have to miss it. Mm. But they do wonderful work over there. For this race, and it's a huge fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House, which just keeps families close when children are receiving care at our local hospital. That, ladies and gentlemen, is our Wicked Family Friendly.
Really happy that with Wicked Roadie, we're able to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your friends, your family, basically anyone who wants to volunteer in and around Rhode Island. What do we have up first?
Yes, so the first opportunity we have is over at St. Elizabeth Manor in Bristol. They need volunteers for the coffee hour and a volunteer receptionist. This is an older aging residency,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's an assisted living. And, you know, if you like coffee, and you can have a conversation.
Hey.
That's all you need.
Sounds like this is the ideal job for me. Not going
to
lie.
It really is. And they, you know, this is 7 days a week. And here's the thing. They ask for you to commit to like 3 months. Not that you have to do it 7 months, mm-hmm. 7 days a week. But they want people, you know, maybe once a week or however they do it. But the reason for the consistency there is these folks, some of whom are older, you know, they really, this helps them. This is something they look forward
yes.
to. And, you know, yeah, sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you can only do it once, I'm sure, you know, they'd find something else for you to do. But they really just, they want to build some of these conversations. It helps, you know, it helps folks cope, especially as they go through the holidays.
Nice.
So, check that out. St. Elizabeth Manor in Bristol. Coffee hour volunteers and a volunteer receptionist.
Nice. Well, the Art League of Rhode Island is going to be having an exhibit at the Vets Gallery. They're going to be showcasing local and national artists' work. And they need volunteers to staff the gallery, to greet visitors, and to answer questions about the Art League of Rhode Island and the current exhibit during this performance. So if you have retail experience as a docent, or other experience interacting with the public, that's even better off. So check that on out, especially if you're someone who likes fine art.
If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, just visit their website and simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, Mary, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedrhodypodcast.com.
That's right. And we cannot wait to see what you're up to this holiday weekend. We know that you're going to be out and about, checking out that foliage, eating all of that delicious food that our state has to offer. So make sure that while you're snapping those photos and sharing them online, you use the hashtag WickedRhody. Not only does this let us see what you're seeing, but it helps other people learn about this podcast. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're not driving, do us a favor. Snap a screenshot of the podcast right now. Share that in your stories and let people know that you're checking out Wicked Rhody.
Now, we appreciate that. If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us, wickedrhodypodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Facebook. By the way, Mary, we will be sharing a video in the next couple days.
Yes.
Of our visit to Float, which I am ready to head on back there right now.
Amen, so. My friend. Amen. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Rhody. We'll have more for you next Thursday.